you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Welcome everybody to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, and this week we have a very exciting episode prepared for you. We have on our co-host Darius, who will be joining us in just a moment. We are going to talk about our recap trip that we took to the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, tell you about the experiences that we had there, meeting up with Dennis Styles, getting some recording done for some exclusive training that you'll be able to get access to, and then also we'll be talking about how to conduct yourself as a gentleman when you are traveling. You know, a lot of us like to get out of town and see other cities and visit different parts of the world or different parts of our country, but there's some rules to protocol, some etiquette tips of how you can conduct yourself to make that experience enhanced. You know, you don't want to just be roaming through the airport or in a new city and not be treated with the utmost respect. And there's some things that you can do that will almost guarantee that your experience is going to be an elevated experience, perhaps of what you've had in the past. And hopefully these tips that you learn will make you think how to conduct yourself next time you travel, because I think it really will open up some doors and allow you to get some VIP treatment without having to spend any extra money at all. And besides that, we have on another great guest. This lady that was joining us on the podcast, she has so much energy. You are going to love hearing from her. She is an author by the name of Cece Lyons, and the name of her book is Alpha Females Unleashed. And if you're like me, that title was very provocative. I wanted to know exactly what was this. You know, we've heard the term alpha male, but have you ever heard the term alpha female? And if you have, what is it like to be in a relationship with an alpha female? I think that you guys are going to enjoy this one. She's excited about it. We're excited to have your feedback on it. That was Cece Lyons coming up in just a minute. But hey, enough about that. If you are interested, though, we do have a free book offer for you. Go to thelifeofagent.com. Download your free copy of the book, The Life of a Gentleman. You can get that in ebook or audiobook format. Simply go to the website. There's a large button right on the homepage that allows you to gain access to that book. That is our gift to you for listening. We are so glad that you're joining us this week. Let's take this journey together, gentlemen. Let's get into it.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today on the line, special, special guest. We are talking to an author, and this is no ordinary book, gentlemen. This is going to be something that I think you'll enjoy and be a very thought-provoking interview. Who I'm talking about is Cece Lyons. She has the new book, Alpha Females Unleashed. You may be wondering what that is. She is going to tell us. Cece, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad to have you on the line. You know, we connected over social media, and this book title, it's really provocative. We want to know exactly, you know, what is this Alpha Females? How did you come up with it? Give us some background.
Absolutely. You know, this particular subject matter has been, you know, talked underground by many women for a very long time. And the term Alpha Female has been overused in such a poor manner and portrayed so poorly in the media, movies, books, just in general, to where it was where me and some friends were just talking, and I started noticing a pattern on certain types of women. And it's the woman that commands attention. It's the woman that you know who she is when she walks in the room. She doesn't try to be anything but herself, and yet they all fall around her, you know, for whatever reason. She brings that aura. She brings that sense of purpose. And so it was time to where I started thinking about it through history. These women have always existed, but they've always been either burned at the stake, literally, in the Dark Ages, or tried to be constrained or held, or what society tells them even today of what a woman is and what a woman isn't. And these women are the women that are truly the non-societal norm to what society says a woman should be, because they move like the alpha male, but they still have their femininity as a female, which makes them the most dangerous, probably, entity out there.
Yeah, I definitely can see. We all know that type of woman. When she walks in the room, everybody's head turns. You notice her. Exactly what kind of book is this? Is this a story? Are these interviews? How does this play out?
So this book is actually based off of real interviews from men and women. Every race, creed, color, every age group, sexual preference, you name it. I interviewed a religion type and all. CEOs down to the person you meet in the club that you just don't want to meet in the club anymore, right? That you don't want to know okay. The next day. And even part from myself. And so it was literally on the subject matter. I didn't think people would want to disclose stories about either people they've dated, themselves, and the trials and tribulations of them being an alpha female, or even those who weren't alpha females and or alpha male. But what happened was exactly the opposite. I had to literally stop doing interviews because I couldn't fly around the U.S. fast enough. The total number of interviews that occurred was probably about 70, and not even all of them were used for this book. So this book, it's what I call a motivational narrative. You have the story, and then you have the narrative of what you want people to get from the story. So there are characters, and I think people can resonate with those characters in the book.
That sounds really interesting, the way you've got that set up and all these real life stories and things like that. You know, for our listeners, you know, I'm thinking one of the things that might be a question they want me to ask is, how's the best way to approach an alpha female? You know, we might see one out, you know, we might work with one. How do we approach one? Some guys are a little nervous when it comes to stepping up.
So it's interesting you asked that question, because that was one of the questions we asked men a lot. I asked those men a lot about, you know, how do they think they would approach an alpha female, and do you know one when you really see one versus what you think it is? And what was interesting is that, I'll say it this way, it depends on what setting you're approaching her in. If you're referring to on the job, show her the respect, just as you would any other colleague. Because if you don't, he will definitely let you know that she's not to be disrespected in a very nice, political, yet stern manner, right? If it's more in a social setting, let's say from a dating setting, the one thing I would advise any man is, do not lump her in with the one-liners that you would use on any other woman. That will get you shut down very quickly. Pay attention and be yourself.
Okay, that's some good advice. I mean, I think guys should stay away from those one-liners anyway. I don't think they're really working these days.
I will say it this way. Even if you come with a one-liner, it has to be so unique that it captures her attention. But you cannot approach her as you would, and I'll say you can't lump her in with the everyday woman. That's going to be a no-no. You won't even get barely past hello.
Yeah, and that's the goal, to definitely get past hello. But, you know, a lot of these women, they're so successful. You know, they're very accomplished and professional. Sometimes they come across as intimidating for guys. You know, if you're a guy that feels that way, what advice would you give? Should they just, you know, bow out? You know, this isn't the kind of woman that they need to even be pursuing. Is that the case?
Not at all. So this is where I would say, this is not on her side. This is more on the guy's side, because that's about his insecurity. She's not trying to intimidate anyone. Now, she can if she wants to, but from an everyday perspective, she's just being who she is. Now, these women usually are successful. No matter if they're in, let's just say if they're in the Peace Corps, they're running the Peace Corps. If they're in corporate America, such as myself, you're an executive in corporate America. The thing of it is that the one thing I would say to a guy from this perspective is, just because a woman looks successful does not necessarily mean she's an alpha female, and that's the mistake that gets made. Because there's a lot of people that believe just because this woman has a nice car, a nice home, and she's doing well on the job, does not mean she's alpha. Very different. Type A personality does not equate with alpha female. It's a completely different set of wiring.
Ooh, that's good to know. You know, definitely when people hear alpha, they think type A personality. So do us a favor, kind of define the alpha female in 30 to 60 seconds, if you can.
So I'll sum it up in three words, and that's a tagline in the book. They're beauty, power, and soul. That's who they are.
Yeah, we don't want to mistake them for type A personality. So kind of what are the differences between the two? What are some signs that we're definitely dealing with the alpha female versus, you know, an imposter, if you will?
the imposter is going to be the one that's going to tell it to you. If they have to protest it too much, that's not who they are. If they have to be the woman, stand up, hear me roar, and I'm this independent, that's not who they are. Actually, these women are actually pretty quiet and very stealthy. They'll never state it because it's already understood, if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. I think they have a little quiet confidence about them. There's no need to broadcast who they are. I kind of like that. I think most guys would kind of be drawn to that. I'd like you to go ahead and tell us a little bit more about this book. What is really the ultimate goal of the book? Does it just kind of help us understand more, or does it help men and women kind of have this relationship?
So this book is to educate and what I call unleashing the minds of parents who may bring home that little girl and quickly find out she's not like the rest of the little girls, for the young lady that understand that she's different and she doesn't realize why she's not like other girls. And when I say like other girls, she has emotions, but she's not emotional. She's calculating. She likes hanging with the guys. She may not have as many female friends because they're way too much drama filled. She aligns more with the guys, but it's just that has a femininity and is not masculine. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I follow you. But you're saying this can be identified, these characteristics can be identified at a young, early age. Is that what I'm hearing?
Very much so. Very much so. Probably from either, I've seen it on young women and girls as young as 4 or 5. But a lot of times the parents will start picking it up when they're about probably 1, 2 years old. You can start to see it on them. And you will see it because that magnetism and that charisma and that, I will say, unbridled power, that thing that draws people to them, they will start nursery school. They're leading the class. Other kids are following them, and no one knows why. Why them? Why not others?
Yeah,
they get the kids to do what they want to do, right? They will have their peers working for them at the lemonade stand. So this is where you start to see it, and I'll say this. I'll just disclose a little piece of the book that they probably will resonate with. That girl may not ever play with baby dolls. I was that girl. From 1 year old, they tried to give me baby dolls, and I just refused to play with them. That just kind of freaked me out, but never played with them. And so, of course, as a parent, every girl should want to play with a baby doll. Not this one. No, no, thank you. You may have that to happen, and so parents are going to look and say, well, what's wrong with my daughter? Nothing's wrong with your daughter. That's just not who she is. That's not her thing. She'd probably be rather playing sports or dealing with a puzzle or something else different. So it's not about gender-specific toys. But the book also addresses this alpha female in corporate America. Given corporate America has to watch her own ego, and yet how corporate America deals with her and how she deals with it, as well as the men's side on here's how you date them, here's how they think, here's how they move, and to if they're going to want to marry you, when relationships go well and when relationships go horribly wrong for them, and how they can get caught in very bad situations because the things that men are drawn to, it becomes a love-hate, is the things they start to disdain with them.
Okay, I can see how that could happen. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to even the part of her being in the bedroom. She's a beast from the boardroom to the bedroom. That's the book. Alpha Females Unleashed, from the boardroom to the bedroom. Their libido is higher than most men, right? And then on top of that, they even have their dark side. And what is their dark side? And what is their addiction? Because believe it or not, they are what I call addicts. And now, what are they always addicted to? So all that's disclosed in the book, and it's the things and parts that people never really peered into before.
Yeah, this seems like it's a really deep book, you know, a lot to think about, a lot to take in, but a lot of practical wisdom that you're giving too. You're an expert on this subject, naturally. So I'm thinking, could you give us maybe, are there any names of people that maybe, you know, the listeners may recognize that you've identified that are in the media or the public eye as being an alpha female?
Oh, absolutely. So in the first chapter of the book, I actually walk you through time of the people that you know that are literally those alpha females, starting with Eve herself. When you can get a man to defy God, you're a bad chick, right? you're a bad woman. It starts right there, you know? So, you're looking at the Oprah Winfreys. And if you really want to know one of the biggest ones right now that's been everywhere is Hillary. Love her or hate her, woman is who she is. And so, for instance, let's just take Hillary. If people believe that Hillary didn't have this plan of where she was going to be, especially running for office, she started that plan at the age of about 8 to 10. Bill didn't choose her. She chose him. with a plan in mind, right? She had one kid because that's what you're supposed to do to make it look good to get where she wanted to be. It sounds cold, but these women are calculating. They're not nurturers, but they love, but they're not nurturers. They have emotions, but not emotional. But if you cross that line with them, you're kind of going to sleep with the fishes. So if you notice, that's how Hillary moves. And as many times as they tried to burn this woman at the stake, look how much she's actually overcome. You can't keep them down.
You know, that kind of brings me back, since you mentioned Hillary, and I don't want to get political, but some people felt like her lack of success was because she wasn't viewed by a lot of the general public as being quote-unquote likable. Is that something that falls in line with this theory that the alpha woman is misunderstood? You know, perhaps America was looking for someone to be more docile?
Absolutely. So that's, again, this is where that double standard, right? It's okay for a man, but not okay for a woman. And so there's a lot of people that believe that women can't be alpha either. But you have one there with her. And so because of society's definition that a woman should be quote-unquote nurturing. And this is because it's portrayed that way. You think about every movie, everything you've seen, and I talk about this in the book, about how society and media literally puts that in the minds of people. If she's not looking XYZ, then that means she's not the woman you really want, or better yet, they have to be punished for something. Now, think about it. She's in a man's world, and she survived. She survived the most of those men ever in there, and they still can't pin her down. She'll be back. She'll just be back, probably backing a different candidate, and I guarantee it's probably going to be another woman, because she's not done. So it's where that stereotype, which is why this book was actually done, to start dispelling those myths and saying this is really who she is, and I'm just going to call it out there, and hopefully, you know, no one gets offended by it, but she's called bitch many a days. Now, she understands that most men are going to call her that, even most women. And for the most part, she doesn't quite mind as much because she's a bitch, but she's not bitchy. As long as you put Miss on the front of it and give her the respect that's due.
Yeah, I definitely can see how this book can open up our minds to think about the way that we label people. And, you know, I've got to applaud your efforts because it seems like this book is really hot. It's taken off. From what I understand, you know, you're getting a lot of interest in, and the discussion about this book is really growing. What's your plans for the future with this?
So the plans for the future is, one, I'm trying to unleash as many minds as I possibly can. It's not necessarily start a movement, because this is not about a women's liberation. So I don't want people to confuse it with that. It was literally about stand up and take a look in what I call, and I literally in the book call these women mutants. I like the X-Men. Because there's a secret power and one will always recognize another, but you're not quite sure why they are what they are, right? What's that DNA? I have two other siblings that are women, very well accomplished, but they're not me. They're not. And so now it's trying to unleash as many minds, maybe get this into a movie, but the main thing is get it to grow. Actually, I'm in the process of having shirts done for men and women that have hashtag unleashed, because I believe that as many men's minds are unleashed, it's unleashing a lot of women's minds. And the one question that's been coming from women, especially in the interviews, has been, I may not be totally alpha. However, I may have some of these qualities. Now, how do I utilize them in my life without feeling like I'm being ostracized or I feel like I'm not turning someone off? Because in the book, I literally go through the differences between the true alpha, what I call the augmented alpha, and then the completely non-alpha. And the true alpha is the ones that are born that way. Born, bred, hardwired, they come to this world this way. You're never going to change who they are. And then there's the augmented alpha, where they're not necessarily born that way, but something happens in life where they could get become a little bit more on the, what I call the more quote-unquote average woman side, but otherwise then they take a different turn and something interjects in their life where they become more alpha-like, where they have almost all persona, but you find where they are not necessarily hardwired that way, but they're successful and they kind of move in the same manner. And then you have the women that just aren't. And all three are okay. And that's what I say in the book. All three are okay to be. It's not about good or bad. It's just recognizing these women do exist. And they always have.
Yeah, they definitely do. Before you go, let us know if we want to learn more, follow you, or pick up a copy of the book. How do we do those things?
Like the Facebook page at facebook.com/CCLyons, L-Y-O-N-S. If you go, it's on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and Nook. You can follow me on Twitter at cclyons5, the number 5, and follow me on Instagram at cc.lyons, cc.lyons. And I'm going to say I encourage the guys to definitely pick up the book, definitely post reviews, and definitely post pictures to the Facebook page, because I'm allowing people to do that, pictures of them with the book, or tag it even on Instagram. If you find where, definitely hit you guys up, and if you find where a lot of the guys and your listeners want to do a discussion over drinks, I will fly there and personally pay for the drinks, because I would love to get the discussion with the men.
Oh, that sounds great, Cece. We have really enjoyed having you on the podcast, and we love to follow up in the future and hear more about what you have going. But thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
I definitely appreciate it, and I would love to come back anytime. You will definitely be hearing from me, and as soon as I get the guy shirts in, I have one for you.
All right, sounds good. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, SEASON, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, gentlemen, to another episode of The Life of a Gentleman's podcast. And we are broadcasting live from Philadelphia, as promised. We have had the chance to get together with Darius, Dennis, do a lot of different collaborations. So you'll see a lot of different things coming in a few months. I think you're really going to like what we've done. But, you know, what we'll do right now is just kind of bring Darius in and we'll talk about our observations, things we've seen, and then get into today's subject. How's that sound, Darius?
Sounds great. It's nice to be here in the city of brotherly love.
Yeah. Now, this city's got a lot of rich history. We had a chance to get around the city, see a lot of it, went into some neighborhoods, ventured out, you know, of the city center. Didn't want to just stay downtown, wanted to get the full Philly experience, and I think we accomplished that.
Oh, absolutely. I was really amazed with how much history this town really has. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, being from the West Coast, you know, you were mentioning that everything's relatively new out there. Out here, things are hundreds of years old, so it's kind of different. What'd you think of the vibe, though, the people and what you saw?
It was a very interesting vibe. It definitely is one of those cities that doesn't sleep, and it seemed like one of those hardcore working towns for sure. These are very hardworking families, and they definitely know how to work hard and play hard.
Yeah, it's one thing I liked about it too. It reminded me of Chicago, had a little Chicago feel to it. Being out here and connecting, and I think that was your first time meeting up with Dennis too, so how was that like? What was that like for you?
Oh, he was a great person. I really enjoyed his energy, and I absolutely look forward to working with him in the future.
Yeah, you know, on The Life of a Gentleman, we're really building a team of people that have different skill sets. You know, some of us are focusing a lot of our energy on business and entrepreneurship. Darius is an expert on starting small businesses and also bringing positive energy to the table. And then there's Dennis, of course, you know, with his eye on fashion and attention to detail. So all around, it was a great time getting together. You know, we were able to have some fun, get some dinner, see some music, and also get some work done for our listeners. And I think, you know, today we can kind of just piggyback off our experience and talk about travel. You know, being a gentleman while you travel, it's something that gets overlooked. We've seen bad behavior, so we can give some do's and don'ts and some tips. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, so how was your flight out? And go ahead and dive into your first couple tips if you'd like.
Well, my flight out was a little bit long. I think my first tip is you have to be patient. I saw a lot of people getting impatient in travel, maybe whether it's the line at the airport or even just waiting on the stewardess to get their drinks or whatever. It's going to be a journey. You should be prepared for that mentally before you even get started, and just be patient with folks.
I like that tip. Yeah, you see that. You know, everybody feels like, you know, they've got a plane ticket and suddenly they're the king or the queen of you know, whatever region they're flying from. It kind of bugs me when you see that, you know, people being really pushy with the flight attendants, the ticket handlers, things like that. Man, and then it's a stampede to the baggage claim. I saw that as well. We always want to be patient, being a gentleman, because people are going to judge us based on how we treat others. You know, I'll just go ahead and slide into my tip. My tip is also, you know, when you're going to and from the airport, your transportation. You have to be patient, but also show respect. You know, whether it's a cab or you're taking Uber, you know, you don't hop in and act like you're better than someone because they're driving for Uber or they're driving a taxi. You know, have some respect for that person. There's nothing wrong with asking them, you know, how their day's going. Just a little bit of chit chat. Put them at ease. You know, you're a stranger to them. You're in their space. Go ahead and put them at ease. How was your experience, traveling to and from?
I completely agree with you. What I try to do with the Uber drivers is just engage them a little bit and kind of be that positive influence. You never know what kind of day they're having. Maybe they've had passengers that have been rude all day, and you might be that one that kind of lifts them up and makes them feel good. I really like your point. The other thing I was thinking about Uber drivers, there's nothing wrong with them trying to make some money. Maybe they're trying to save for a trip, or they're definitely just trying to do what they need to do. So you should respect that and give them respect as well.
Yeah, great points. And we met some fabulous drivers as we made our way around the city. You know, I like to strike up a little conversation with people, and a lot of the people we met were super friendly. And because of us being friendly to them, we did get better treatment. You know, we got some tips on places to go that a lot of people may not know about if you just look up information online. So we got a lot of behind the scenes tips, different restaurants, places to hear music that probably a lot of people would miss out on, just all by being friendly. So that was awesome.
Absolutely. You give respect, you get respect.
Yeah, definitely. I think we were a breath of fresh air for some of the people. You know, their moods were a little sour sometimes when we got in the car, and you could tell. I mean, they're driving 8-10 hours a day. It's got to be a grind, but say a nice word, something like that, and you get a little conversation going. Before you know it, you're at your destination. I like that.
My next tip would be organization.
Oh, yeah. Now that's go ahead and break that down a little bit more. That's a good one.
One of the biggest things, and especially for me traveling so far across the country, it's really helpful to try to be as organized as you can be, not only with your clothing, what you're going to need, but just organizing how you're going to travel, as we mentioned before. Organize as far as what you want to do, what you want to see. That's important in travel because you don't want to be scatterbrained and not really know what you're doing when you're traveling, especially as far as I had to go.
Yeah, it was nice that we had a little agenda. You know, once we got out here, we all had done some research, and it's like, we want to see this. Can't see everything, of course, you know, but it is nice to plan ahead. And then as far as planning out your trip before you go, you know, your luggage, hey, these baggage fees add up, you know, and you can't bring everything. You got to be smart when you pack, you know, bring some things that you can interchange. If you want to go out and you don't want to look the same every night, bring a blue shirt, bring a white shirt, a couple blazers, pair of pants, you know, one or two pair of shoes. That'll do it for a long weekend trip, I think, you know.
Absolutely, that'll cover you. Also, with organization, maybe writing down some of the places that you want to see before you come, checking out the city online before you get here, so you're just not so lost and disorganized.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, this one kind of ties into what we just talked about, but also make reservations. We found that out the hard way one of those times. One of the nights we went out, wanted to hear some live jazz, and this band had an organ player I really wanted to see, and missed out on that by not making reservations. We showed up there, man, the place was just jam-packed. Now, we tried to squeeze ourselves in there, but it was just not happening. So that's part of being organized too. Don't be afraid to make reservations. It's preferred, you know, in a big city especially. There's no guarantee you're getting in. So we missed out on that, but we made the best of it. But it's all part of being organized, I think.
Very good point. And I have to give it to the city of Philadelphia. They definitely get out at night. Every place was crowded. It seems like everyone in the city goes out.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Very busy. I like that. I like the vibe, definitely. There's some good places to hit. One of my tips is to get out of the beaten path. You know, don't just stay right downtown, smack dab in the middle of the city. Get out, see some neighborhoods. We were able to see probably 2-3 different neighborhoods while we were here in Philadelphia. We stayed outside of the city just a little bit, about a 15-minute drive. And so, you know, we felt like we were part of the community almost. Walking down the street, and there's families, and there's kids, and working people coming home, and here we are, just blended in, and really got the Philadelphia experience. Popped into a small corner bar, neighborhood bar, and just to take it all in. So that, I enjoyed that. That was kind of a highlight, kind of an unexpected highlight, actually, but really fun. Made it worthwhile.
Absolutely. And that goes into my final tip for travel. Try not to do the same things that you can do in your hometown. Get out, explore, as we did, because there's several places that I saw and the vibe I got that I don't get back home. So when you're traveling, Try not to go to the same restaurants and same things or do the same type of things you would do back home. Get out, do something different. You'll really enjoy the city experience that way.
Yeah, that's a great one. You know, we had the opportunity to meet up with some people for dinner, and another gentleman, he was from across the country as well, and you know, he ordered a hamburger. I mean, to each their own, but when you're in a whole new city, you want to experience something different. Try something new. I'll be honest with you, sometimes it can backfire. Tried some rabbit meatballs. Yes, I said rabbit, folks. And I thought I'd try something different, you know, and I thought, I haven't had rabbit yet. And, you know, meatballs with some marinara sauce, just as an appetizer. I'll admit, it tasted good going down, kind of tore my stomach up by the end of the night. But I don't think wild game is for me, but you live and learn. And it's still fun. It was still a good time. It's an experience I'll remember. But yeah, think outside the box. I think it's a lot of fun to do that.
I wasn't as bold as you with the dinners, but I definitely enjoyed checking out the new neighborhoods. And as you mentioned, we walked the waterfront down here. I got a chance to get the real Philadelphia experience. So it was definitely, definitely a good trip.
Yeah. You know, just to recap, let me give you one of my favorite experiences from the trip is we went to the Museum of, I believe it was Natural History, where they have the Rocky statue that everybody remembers from the movies. And no, we did not run the steps. It's not possible. But also, hey, here's a little fun fact. The statue has actually been removed from the top of the steps, and so everybody can enjoy it, whether they have a physical disability or just up in age and can't make it up all those steps, because it is a lot of steps. So the statue is down at the bottom of the steps off to the side, and you get a chance to do that. So that's a great photo op. But while we were there, there were some people being very creative, let's say, and being able to drum up some extra money, helping people out with photos, showing you where the original statue was, and you know, and of course, while they take a picture of you and your group, it's helpful. They asked for a tip. I thought it was really creative. Hats off to them for that. So professional that I actually thought they were part of the experience. You know, they had on Rocky t-shirts and had me fooled. Then the cops pulled up. What'd you think about that, Darius?
I felt the same way you did. I thought they were part of the experience until the cops came, and they disappeared pretty quickly, especially one of them. I was surprised with how quickly they got down those stairs and got away from us. But it just goes to show you, again, just a new experience. And it also goes to show you that people can be very creative when it comes to making money. But when the cops came, they disappeared awfully quickly.
Yeah, they disappeared so quick, man. I think it was a miracle. Like they vanished. You know, I don't know how they dipped so quick, but it was something to see. But at the same time, you could tell it was the same old routine. It's probably something that happens all the time. Cops come, ask them to leave. Here they come back. But, you know, the city that just shows you what kind of city this is. You know, people will not be stopped here. You can tell that they're going to make it happen one way or another. Just so glad we had the opportunity to get together. It's been a while since we saw each other in person, and really enjoyed my time here.
Yes, it was very good seeing you. I look forward to working with you in the future. Of course, as we continue to work together with these podcasts and different avenues, definitely nice meeting your friend and another partner of mine, hopefully soon. So we're going to have a good future. Had a good time here in Philly. The best way I can describe Philly is a hardworking town. So definitely enjoy the city, enjoy the love. And again, travel like a gentleman, be respectful, be organized, and go out and try new things.
Yeah, great way to recap. Really appreciate that. And in the future, guys, we'll be definitely traveling along to different cities, and we'd like to do some live broadcasts. So if you're a business owner or a shop owner and you'd like us to come do a live broadcast, drop us a line. You never know. We might be able to make that happen. Looking forward to doing that, and looking forward to the next episode of The Life of a Gentleman. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of The Life of a Gentleman's podcast for this week. We are so glad you tuned in. If you could, though, we'd like to ask you a favor. Could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? By doing that, it really helps us to push this information out to other people that may have not heard about the show yet. And so we want to expand the listening audience as much as we can. So those ratings really help us do that. Only take a minute of your time, and we'd really, really appreciate it. If you do leave us a review, drop us a line. I'll have a special gift for you. You can just email us podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. Let us know you left a review or give us a screenshot of that review, and I will give you a surprise that probably will blow you away. It's just our gift to you. We really appreciate your time and your feedback. Also want to thank Darius for joining us, and also CC Lyons for letting us know what an alpha female is and how we can identify if we're really dealing with an alpha female or if we're dealing with a fraud. You know, a lot of us want to be alpha males, and you know, we all can't do that. It's not our personality. It's just not the way we're wired. But you know, one thing that we all can do is be gentlemen. And so that right there is a step in the right direction. And I think it's the appropriate way that all of us want to live our lives, setting a good example for those that are around us, maybe our sons, our daughters, or just people that we work with, setting a good example and representing ourselves in the proper way. So we thank you for listening. We hope this show is helping you. If you have any show ideas or topics that you'd like us to cover, drop us a line as well. Also, if you have a business, if you're a brand, an author, or you have some information that you think is very gentlemanly that you want to talk about, drop us a line. We'd love to have you come on the show as well and interview you and let others know what you have going on in your life. Thank you to you, the listener, and guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.